Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 12:08. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk A3O WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, information, and weather because it's winter in Minnesota. Why are we cutting up over 1 to 2 inches? It's a Saturday. That's what happens in the wintertime. It's so funny because, you know, we are sitting up here and we can see the grass. Some of us can see all the way down beneath the grass. Okay. Some of us still have a few leaves on our trees in the front and backyard. And most of us don't have a drop of snow on our decks, our porches, our yard or lawn furniture. And we're cutting up and buying up all the bread out of the grocery store today because it's supposed to snow. Like I was at, my kids are in a play at Cottage Grove Middle School. And so last night was the first performance and everybody was talking about like, you know, how they were going to hurry up and get to the store this morning because the storm was coming. And so I was like, okay, let me check on this whole storm thing and see what's going on. And I was like, you know what? This is like what it normally does, but we've gotten so spoiled, right? Because we haven't had a lot of snow this winter. It just got cold like 8 hours ago. Folks have been sadly falling through the ice because we haven't had cold days for long enough for the ice to be safe enough to go out there and start messing around on it. And so we just got to get used to the fact that we live in Minnesota and it's wintertime and it snows. So I ought to be able to just run into Target and pick up some toilet paper or a loaf of bread or get in line. And we are not at pre-pandemic levels. I mean, it was just ridiculous. The lines, the folks buying up everything off the shelf. Y'all, we going to the store tomorrow. Okay, it's not the Halloween blizzard. We're not getting 30 inches. Al Shock just said 1, maybe 2. And that might not even be in the metro. But you will be hard pressed to find a loaf of bread that you like. Okay, I wind up having to get croissants because all the damn bread is gone. Y'all done bought the bread, so I'm over here with the croissants because y'all done bought the bread. I can't even get the products that I like because everybody's bought everything that we would normally eat. Okay, I went to get sliced cheese. Sliced cheese is gone because I'm guessing in the next, you know, 24, 48 hours, y'all are just going to eat nothing but sandwiches. So I got cheese chunks. I got the little square cheese chunks, and we're just popping cheese in our mouth and eating croissants over here. I wanted some green grapes. Green grapes are gone. I had to go with the purple. Because we have lost our minds because it's snowing in Minnesota. That's what it does. We just got spoiled. This winter has spoiled us. And listen, I'm not complaining. Okay, I am not complaining. I have three school-age children who don't like to do anything better than track mud in my house. That's their thing. In fact, it might be their spiritual gift. Well, they go outside, they come home from playing in the yard, from being outdoors, from hanging out, and they just they act like every winter taking off their boots at the back door is new for them. And so they get in the house and they walk right up to me. Snow, mud, everything. Mom, is it okay if you take your shoes off and put them at the door? Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'm getting a mop. I'm getting the spray. I'm getting, you know, I'm cleaning up because we got to start all over again every single winter. It's not like it's brand new. And so I'm glad that I haven't had to experience that too much this year. In fact, I think there have only been like 2 days, maybe three, that the kids have had to wear their snow pants and boots to school. And that's only because it got cold. And, you know, I got two middle schoolers now, right? Cameron and Brandon. And so apparently middle school is when you get too cool to wear coats until it's cold enough to make you act right. Because Cameron and Brandon were going to school just this past week when it was like super duper cold outside. And I said, hey, you guys might want to put your snow pants on because it's -6 degrees. But the wind chill, it's going to make it a whole lot colder. And they said, well, Mom, we don't need that. I said, what about your hand warmers? And they said, nope, we don't need that either. I said, oh, okay. So what are you going to do? And they said, oh, we're good. We're just going to walk to school in that light jacket. What about your gloves and hats? We got a hood on. It's cool. It's fine, Mom. We're okay. So, you know, they got half a mile to walk because I'm not taking them. I got stuff to do. And so they walked to school. And when it was time to come home, I get a call from Brandon, my favorite child. And he knows he's the favorite child, so I'm sure Cameron put him up to that. And he said, Mom, can you pick us up from school, please? I said, what happened? Did you break a leg or something? Did one of your toes fall off? Are you okay? Do you feel ill? Are you in the nurse's office? No. No. He realized that he needed all his gear. He realized he needed those hand warmers, those boots, those gloves that he's going to lose one of by the end of the season. He realized he needed all that stuff to get home from school because that half a mile was going to be brutal without it, right, because it's getting dark earlier. So I went to pick him up, and I tell you what, that next day I did not have to coax or cajole or suggest or request that anybody put their snow boots and snow pants on to get to school. My children were more than happy to break out the hand warmers. And so we were ready when the holiday train came to town. I don't know if you and your family take advantage of this, but it is a time-honored tradition at the Brundage household. Now, what we had traditionally done in the past is we would always get in the car and then go sit on Warner Road by the railroad tracks to see the holiday train coming into town. And that has always been good enough for us. We have never gotten out of the car, right? So we got there and we parked, and I said, you know, I'm going to turn around because I want to make sure that we're in a better spot. I think I see a better spot down there where we can be in the front, and then we can see the train. And so I made the mistake of circling over. I went down to Sibley, and I made the U-turn and came back down Warner Road so I could get closer to the track so the kids could see the holiday train without any obstruction. And just that moment, wouldn't you know, the holiday train passed by. And we didn't see it. So it was stopped up at Union Depot in St. Paul. And that meant that we had to get out to see the holiday train. So we parked. They were charging $10 for parking. So we parked and got out. Now, mind you, I had not prepared to get out of my car, so I was not ready. I did not have gloves or a hat or warmers on. In fact, I was in pajamas. Can we be honest with each other? We're family, right? I was in pajamas. We get out and we go and we see the holiday train, and immediately I'm complaining about how cold it is and how could we be out here and we're only going to be 2 or 3 minutes. So hurry up and look at this train so we can get the hell out of here. And I look up and my youngest son, Daniel, is dancing. He's dancing, having a good time because there's a band out there. Somehow the band was able to sing in that sub freezing temperatures. And people were out there bundled up with their families. And I looked around and everybody had a smile on their face but me. So I had to change my attitude. And I mean, my child was dancing and having the best time. And he changed the whole mood for the entire family. And so we were able to stay out there about 45 seconds longer. Not that much. But we were all in that moment happy to be there. So I don't know about y'all, but I'm happy that winter's coming. My parents are going to be here in a week. It's almost Christmas time. We're going to get some white stuff on the ground. I'm going to see if we can't get Chris Schaefer on. Maybe he can come on the next segment and give me an update about what's going on with this weather. I don't know if I have his phone number yet. I don't know if I have that updated WCCO radio employee list. They know I'm brutal with new employees, so they may have held off giving me his number. We'll see if I can find that in the Rolodex. But if we can, I want to see if Chris Schaefer can't give us the latest and the most up-to-date information about this winter weather. Because even though it's not going to be 10 inches of snow, all it takes is one or two to snarl traffic to keep us from getting to church in the morning. I got a barbershop appointment for my boys after the show is over, so I want to see if it's going to be okay for me to get over there, because we want to make sure that everyone who listens to us has the latest information, is safe, knows what's going on the roads, because this is your good neighbor station, WCC.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is 12:22. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I don't know if you all have seen this, but I write columns for the Star Tribune. That's one of my 5011 jobs that I have, so I can feed the 5011 kids that I have, so I can live my best and most amazing life. And so when they came to me about a year ago and we first started talking about this opportunity, I thought, OK, this would be a good way for me to get the word out about what's going on and my take on topics that are important to people. And, you know, the one thing that I told the Star Tribune, honestly, is, you know, y'all ain't got CJ and Sid Hartman no more. Y'all got some amazing writers, some talented columnists, but even though people didn't like CJ, they would read her columns. They would buy that paper because they thought, I want to know what that woman is saying and what she's thinking. And you have not replaced her, which you can't. CJ was an amazing boss lady. Whether you liked her or not, she was good at what she did. And so I said, you need another CJ. You need a Shaletta. You need somebody to come in here and start a pot and write stories. A good columnist who can put words together and talk about what's going on in the country and make it local to our community. to give people a voice who don't otherwise have one, to quote people who would normally be featured in your newspaper. And so it took them a while. They still kind of up in the air. But so far, so good. I've been writing columns since August, and they really have been taking off. Some of the most clicked on and talked about columns, most commented on columns that they've had in the paper in a while. And, you know, new levels, new devils. The higher you go up, what Biggie Smalls say, more money, more problems. And so, I love it because I live rent-free in angry white men's head. I owe a lot of angry white men rent money because I live rent-free in their heads. They are just obsessed with me. Suge Avery from The Color Purple said a quote that I heard when I was a little girl, and it has stuck with me all of my adult life, is that white men don't like a black woman who is too proud or too free. And, you know, there's a price to pay when you're the woman up front. And so when I write these columns, sometimes they're a little controversial. Sometimes they're enlightening. Sometimes they're educational. Sometimes they're funny and engaging and hilarious. And sometimes they hurt. And when something hurts, sometimes you just got to say, ouch. But what I'm trying to do is hold a mirror up to our society so that we can see what it is that's going on from someone else's perspective, and either recognize it and say, I had no idea, or say, you know what? I'm part of the problem. How can I help you fix this? Because this world and this life is going to be going on long after we're gone. And I find myself fighting battles that my great grandmother fought. And so all the progress that we had made is being rolled back. And speaking of rollback, that's exactly what my column this week is all about Walmart and how they not only are rolling back their prices, but just in time for holiday shopping, they're rolling back their diversity initiatives, promises they made after George Floyd died when the world was watching. They have not, in the 4 years since his death, made good on them and have absolutely stopped them. The initiatives that they had to get small black business owners' products on their store shelves, gone and done away with. And so I said, you know what? I'm turning into the black Karen. I sure am. I got my clipboard and my pen and my paper, and I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot in Cottage Grove. And any black person I see going in at a shop, I'm turning them in to the delegation. And I'm making sure they know what Walmart is doing. Patti LaBelle can keep them damn pies. They will not be on my table for Christmas because I can't shop at a store that does not support my people. One of the things that I say all the time, support the people who support your people. And Walmart is not supporting black people. And it is an absolute inconvenience for me to pass up Walmart to get to Target because it's closer and it's cheaper and they have everything in one store. If I go to Target, I know I'm going to have to stop at Hy-Vee to get some other stuff, right? Because they don't have everything that I need. Walmart has everything. They're like Amazon, but I can't go in there, and Target's going to charge me a little bit more. But it's not going to cost me my pride. And it's not going to cost the progress of my people. So I wrote up an article. I talked to the amazing Mahmoud El-Khati, Professor Emeritus at McAllister College, freedom fighter. He is a gem and a national treasure. And we are so blessed to have people like him and Dr. Josie Johnson in our community right here in Minnesota. And so he talked about the struggle and the progress, and he reminded me of the Montgomery bus boycott. And he said, you know, we got to do something that they're not expecting us to do, which is not shop at their stores. It's not enough just to say, you know, it's wrong and point it out. But it's time that we take the $1.8 trillion in black spending power and spend it somewhere else. And so I did a little research about the Montgomery bus boycott and realized it was 69 years ago this month that it actually happened. And digging through that research, I realized how black people and their allies refused to get on these buses and the sacrifices they made, where they walked miles to work. They took mules and horse-drawn carriages. They had Uber before Uber was popular. They coordinated with churches. They walked for a year so many miles that they had worn out their shoes. And churches across the country were donating shoes so that they could keep walking. And once they were about to bankrupt the Montgomery bus system, things changed. Because some people don't do right for do right's sake. Some people do right because of greed. And it's all about the bottom line. But if half of the people would have gotten on the bus, they would have survived. If 2/3 of the people would have gotten on the bus, they survived. But everybody came together and nobody got on those buses. And so they were riding around full schedules with 2 or 3 people on the buses because they thought that the black people would ride or die. How else are you going to get to work? How else are you going to get to the market? How else are you going to get to church or the doctors? How else are you going to get to school? They walked. They refused. It was going to cost them too much to get on that bus. So I'll drive past Walmart because it's going to cost me too much to shop there. And it's so funny because my going to another store and talking about it, my putting this story together for the Star Tribune, it came out yesterday in the paper, Thursday online, was just too much for angry white men to bear. I must have gotten me about 11 hateful emails. And I tell you, when they call me everything but a child of God, they call me everything but a child of God. And it's funny because the people at the Star Tribune were shocked. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe someone's sending you these emails. Oh, send these to us. This is ridiculous. We're going to investigate. I said, honey, if I sent you every hateful, racist, N-word, B-word, C-word email I got, I would be emailing you all day. I would probably clog up your email inbox. This does not impact me. This does not affect me. This actually is confirmation for me when I get ugly emails like the one I got from Mr. Dylan James. When I get those ugly emails, that's confirmation for me that I'm doing the right thing. That's confirmation for me that what I'm saying and the path that I'm on is spot on. Because when I got Mr. James's email at 7:52 in the morning yesterday, when I woke up, the first thing in my inbox, this is what he said. So sick of your N-word stories. How about real N-word problems? 20% of population, but 90% of crime committed. Just look at our jails. There are more N-words in jail than in the NBA, and they're nothing but N-word criminals too. Sad how you look the other way. You're pathetic, so you can't even admit it. Worthless N-words. Illegals are better people than N-words. You F-word, N-word, B-word. I love it. I love it. Because that lets me know that Dylan James, who's probably living in his grandmother's basement, is still reading the newspaper. So he's helping to pay my salary. And he cares. And he's clicking on my column. And he's commenting, which will put it up further in the SEO. So probably more people will click on it, which means I'll get to ask for a raise when my contract comes up for renewal. Plus, it's people like Mr. James that reminds me that my voice is very needed. And I've got to keep going, keep fighting, and keep doing what I'm doing, including The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back with more. It is 12:38. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with the latest on news, weather, and information impacting you and your family. And Lindsey Brown is at the historic WCCO Radio studios, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I am so happy about my next guest. I've been trying to talk to this lady for weeks, and she is finally here. Malia Becker is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for making some time for me today, girl.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, now, like me, you write, you're a columnist, your work is amazing. I love it because it's practical, it helps us in our everyday life. And the one thing that you are talking about now is holiday shopping. Who doesn't want to talk about holiday shopping, girl? Everybody. We're all loving it, and whether we are buying gifts or receiving gifts. But your holiday shopping story has a little bit of a twist. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I am shopping secondhand this year. And this is something I'm doing because shopping secondhand is so great for the environment. And the organization I work for, the Center for Biological Diversity, is a conservation organization. So we're all about the environment. We're all about wildlife. And my role is focusing on a project called Simplifying the Holidays. So we are talking about the holidays all year round, but this is definitely when things ramp up. And really encouraging folks to get back to, you know, connecting with our loved ones. And maybe that is through gifts, but there are ways to do it that are really beneficial for the environment. So shopping secondhand is a great way to get items back into circulation, extending their lifespan and keeping items out of landfills and incinerators. And of course, shopping secondhand is also more affordable. So that's a big reason for me. I am still a young adult, don't have, you know, the bank to be buying a ton of new gifts. So it's been kind of an interesting and fun experiment for me to try to get creative, shop in new ways, and really dig into what the Twin Cities has to offer in terms of thrift stores, vintage stores, and antique shops.
Okay, now you have to tell me what that experience is like, because until I read your article, shopping secondhand was not on my bingo card. But once I read it, it made perfect sense. So tell us, as you've gone about trying to do this, trying to be more environmentally friendly, saving a few dollars, shopping secondhand for the people you love, what's that experience been like? Because for me, I'm like, okay, send me the link to what you want. I'm going to go on Target.com. I'm going to get the stuff. It's going to get delivered to the house. I don't have to leave the house. And then it's a wrap. And then I wrap it up and give it to you. And that's the easy thing to do. This takes a little bit more work, Malia.
Yeah, it does in some ways. And I think in others, it's really an opportunity to get to know, you know, Minneapolis. I live in South Minneapolis, and there are tons of great thrift stores just, you know, within walking distance. So it's been a really cool opportunity to say, oh, you know, on my mom's wish list, you know, she had a vase that she loved for years, and it cracked. So she's been looking for or wanting a replacement. And that's something that a lot of vintage stores have great vases, just such a wide variety. So it's been really fun to go, and it's a little bit more of a treasure hunt. But I also know that I'm going to find something that's, you know, really high quality, because I think some of the older items, things that were made many years ago, sometimes have better craftsmanship than something that was just made this year. So that's been, you know, really my experience, is finding just kind of these treasures and getting that really exciting aha moment of, whoa, this is going to be perfect. I think, you know, I think my mom's really going to love this.
Girl, and that is going to be so much more special because a lot of times I've had situations where since my mom and her sisters are so similar in the things that they like, my cousins and I have sometimes gotten them either the same or a similar gift, not knowing. Right. And so then they don't feel special. Right. Like my mom was like, you know, you bought your dad this Muhammad Ali shirt and your uncle also got one. And so your dad said he doesn't feel special. And I'm like, I paid $85 for this damn shirt. What are you talking about? He doesn't feel special. But when you find these, you know, rare things, those gems, those, oh my God, I can't believe it's not butter items, it really makes a difference. Now you got to talk to me because in this, you know, project that you've been working on, you know, I want to call it an experiment, but it is really a lifestyle and a life change. Talk to me about some of the places that you found, because girl, look, we all still got shopping to do, and if you've been to a good thrift store and you're saving some money, we want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it depends on what people are looking for. So there is a great shop called Turquoise Vintage that's pretty close by in South Minneapolis, and it's amazing for vintage kitchen items. So they have a huge array of Pyrex. They have all sorts of really interesting lamps and decorations. Just a fun place to go to. And then if you're looking for more like clothing items, I would really recommend Forever Sailing. It is a small black-owned thrift store right across the street from Mayday Cafe, and they have they try to have garage sale prices all year round. So it is really kind of a jackpot for clothing, and especially getting clothes on a budget. Okay. Yeah, those are my kind of big recommendations.
Okay, now listen, I got kids. Their friends are kids. Their church friends are kids. They've got school friends. They're all kids, girl. I've got to get kids. Did you see any toys?
Yes, absolutely. Forever Sailing definitely has toys. I also think St. Vincent's de Paul has a really great selection of books for all ages, toys for all ages. And they also have sports gear, which is kind of a great way to get like a baseball mitt or, you know, a Frisbee, some of those kind of gifts that kids might be looking for.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you got to tell me what place surprised you the most where you walked in and was like, oh, my God, I got to call all my friends.
I think that would be this sweet little spot. It's called Ease Emporium. The store itself is in an old house. And so you walk in and you kind of feel like you're entering like someone's home. And each room is really beautifully decorated with all of these things. And it kind of gives you a sense for what, you know, what each mug or what each item of furniture would feel like in your own home. They have a little kitchen area, and they actually have like a coffee stand set up, so you can go in there and kind of make yourself at home and get coffee. And it's just a different kind of shopping experience, I think, than going to one of the bigger box stores, getting something, as you said, that's, you know, maybe more mass produced. There's maybe, you know, hundreds of thousands of identical looking items. And yeah, Ease Emporium was a really unique shopping experience.
Now, other than the sale and finding something unique, we really haven't touched on the environmental impact of shopping secondhand. We got to take a quick commercial break, Malia, but I'm going to ask you to stick around because this has an impact beyond Christmas. You know, we are not going to be here forever, but we do want to leave this land behind for our children. And this land has been good to us, but we have not been good to it. And how the way you shop for Christmas can help the environment. Malia is going to talk more with us about that when we come back. It is 12:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Happy holidays. You are out there in this cold, hopping from store to store, trying to put something under that tree that'll put a smile on somebody's face. You're getting something for your BFF at the office, your longtime boo, your bae, your husband, your wife, those ungrateful kids of yours. It is the holiday season. It is the season for giving. But I read a story in the Star Tribune that says we can do things a little bit differently to not only keep a few more dollars in our pocket, but help reduce waste and help save our environment. And I had to invite Malia Becker on. She is with us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And she is saying this holiday season, shop secondhand. Now, Malia, we were just talking about all the gems, all the places in South Minneapolis and that you've gone to, that you enjoy, that you like, where folks can find kitchenware, clothes, and kids' toys. But the one thing that I wanted you to stick around and talk about was the impact that this has on the environment. And that's something that we don't really think about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's something we've looked into a little bit. So a couple of years ago in 2021, the Center for Biological Diversity, where I work, conducted a study, an analysis of waste and waste throughout the year. And we found that Americans actually generate 23% more tons of waste in December than in other months of the year. So each person actually generates about 36 more pounds of waste in December than in other months of the year. So it's a huge amount of waste and a huge increase in what we are throwing away in these holiday months. And that is such a hard reality to kind of hold at the same time as this, you know, celebration and this time of joy, this time of giving. So I absolutely think that shopping secondhand is this great way to reduce waste and to make sure that each item that we make, each item that we create, you know, has a longer lifespan. That even if we're kind of through with our use of it, someone else might get to have a whole nother lifetime, a whole nother story with that item.
And, you know, we see the effects now of global warming. I should not be able to see my grass. I should not be able to see my trees should not still have leaves on them. Girl, this is supposed to be wintertime in Minnesota. We should not be freaking out because it's finally snowing and it is December the freaking 14th. You know, we should not be able to see our neighbors right now until May. You know, and so all these small things, whether it is recycling or it is composting or it is shopping secondhand, everything that we can possibly do to try to right the ship and fix the thing that we've done to the ozone layer by using that Aquanet hairspray, we need to make sure we try and get done. So this is just one piece of the puzzle to try and help save our environment, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And as you say, it's one piece of the puzzle. It's absolutely not the thing that's going to, you know, save everything. But I think, as you said, it's a really important moment in time as we're seeing extreme weather. We saw Hurricane Helene in North Carolina and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. These instances, you know, in our seasons, in our day-to-day lives, are becoming really front and center. And absolutely doing everything we can, I think, is really important. And this is one of those ways and one of those things I think we can lean into, and not just for the environmental reasons, but also because these are financially hard times for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And shopping secondhand can be a really good way of you know, saving a little bit of your pocketbook while still, as we said, you know, still finding something that people are going to feel really seen by and are really going to love.
Okay. For those folks who are listening to you and they're saying, she keeps saying where she works. What is this place? Somebody texted me. It's like, what is she talking about? Talk to them more about what you do and the company that you work for, because I'm talking about the column, but that came from research and the work that you do. And you poured into us the knowledge that you have so that we can understand the importance of shopping secondhand.
Sure. Yeah. So the Center for Biological Diversity, it's a national nonprofit, and we really work to protect wildlife and the wild places that they depend on. So a huge amount of effort, a lot of our team is they're scientists and lawyers, and they are using the Endangered Species Act to bring lawsuits to protect species. So that's kind of a whole side of our work that I really appreciate but don't work on myself. And then there are a lot of other staff members who are doing more outreach, more creative media, and examining a lot of these human impacts on wildlife and tying together what is impacting wildlife, what is impacting our planet, and how it's impacting us, how it's impacting human health and our own communities, and saying, you know, a lot of these things that are damaging the wildlife habitat are also, you know, polluting our air, polluting our water, and making it harder for us to enjoy the spaces in which we live. So that's more my role, and the Simplify the Holidays program is one part of that.
Well, thank you so much, Malia, for joining us, and I hope everybody is listening and they can do some fun holiday shopping secondhand for their family and friends. It is 12:58. You're listening to The Shaletta Show, and we'll be right back.